Good morning. It's a Thursday morning. We are with Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com. He joins us each Thursday, and today we have a primary in New York, and you're looking at a sheriff's race in your area.
We have a bit of a complicated sheriff's race going on today. Our 12-year incumbent sheriff, Rich Devlin, is being challenged by Bob Fernandez, who recently retired from the state police and is well known there. Early in his career, Bob was on Mario Cuomo's security detail, and he held many key positions after that. Locally, he helped establish the first state police anti-terror unit. A year ago January, Devlin's son, Ross, a jail guard, said some troubling things in a break room at the county jail. As a result, the county board suspended Ross with pay until everything was straightened out. Ross is a correctional officer, yes, in his father's department. Nepotism, regrettably, is a common practice in Otsego County government, as in many places, I gather. When he was suspended, Ross lost his gun permits. In a hearing a year ago March, testimony revealed what happened that day in January, allegedly anyhow. Ross told a fellow correctional officer he wanted to commit suicide in front of a supervisor who had been disciplining him. To clear the way, he planned to shoot up either the Milford School or the one in Oneonta. Then things got even more complicated. It surfaced Fernandez planned to run for sheriff. He was the husband of the county board chair at the time, Kathy Clark, who is a determined and hard-driving county legislator. So Devlin claimed the case against his son was a witch hunt, that Kathy Clark was after Ross to pave the way for her husband's race for sheriff. In January, Kathy Clark was unseated as county board chair. Until then, Sheriff Devlin had refused to surrender jurisdiction over his son's case. With a new chairman, David Bliss, in place, Devlin finally recused himself, his son was removed from the payroll, and an investigation is proceeding under state civil service law. So here we are today. Bob Fernandez is saying that Rich Devlin put loyalty to his son ahead of the safety of Otsego County citizens and its children. Rich Devlin is saying that Fernandez is a tool of his wife's ambition. Kathy Clark is still a dominating presence on the county board, although she's no longer chair. Here's another twist. The county Republican committee endorsed Rich Devlin, but Bob Fernandez then went out and got enough signatures to appear on today's GOP primary ballot. Fernandez also circulated Democratic petitions, so if Devlin wins today, Fernandez can face him again in the November 6th general election. As I said, it's complicated. Whoever wins, a sheriff who's been compromised by his son, or a candidate who's been compromised by his wife, it's unclear how well the people of Otsego County will be served.
Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com, where you can go to find this story and much, much more. Jim, thanks so much. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, David.